Blog Talk Radio.
To this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled Making a Living Doing What You Love to Do. And why is this important? Because when you do a job that you truly love to do, then it is not work and it is something that you look forward to doing every day. When you are doing a job that is not where your strength is, then what happens is it becomes a chore and you don't enjoy it and you do everything to sabotage yourself so that in the end you either lose the job or you quit. This is one of the great debates in self-employment world. Can you really make a living following your passion? I'm living proof that you can, but it doesn't work for everyone or every passion. Real regrets only come from not doing your best. All else is out of your control. Do more than you expected of you. Life's easy when you live in the hard way, and hard if you try to live the easy way. I'm not one of those people who can do things just for the money. Before you jump to the conclusion that I'm somehow more evolved than the average Joe, let me put your mind at ease. I've tried many times to do things just for the money. It's just never really worked for me. I've fallen for pursuing quick riches just like most people. And had those pursuits worked out, I imagine I might have continued. But those things never worked out. I never chanced upon a strategy that dropped millions in my lap, and I never discovered a loophole in the system somewhere that milked until the well ran dry. Why I've never been able to do something like that, I don't know. And at this point, I've given up caring. Here's what I do know. I have this affliction where I actually have to enjoy my work or I just won't last long. It's always been that way, and I don't think it's something I'm able to change. It's just how I'm wired. And over the years, I've come to realize that my inability to do things just for the money for any extended period of time is actually a constraint I should embrace. These days, it's slowly becoming a non-negotiable part of my life. My goal is to make a living doing what I love. Sadly, I can't tell you that if you do what you love, the money will follow. I wish that were always true. To be frank, doing what you love doesn't always lead to great riches. But I don't think you do what you love because of the money will follow. I think you should do what you love because why would you spend your life doing anything else? What to do about the rational reflex? Coming at life from such an idealistic point of view immediately triggers the realistic reflex. That's the device we've all been trained to use to reinforce our story about what is and what is not possible. It keeps us in line. It keeps us under control. I can't just go doing what I love, we say, I have a family to support. I have obligations. I can't just do that. These are all valid, quite rational responses to an idea of making a living doing what you love. And it's your choice whether or not you want to allow your life to be governed by these creations. The fact is, in 90 years, no one reading this article will be here. 90 years is a blip. It's going to be over before you blink. then it means that everything matters and nothing matters all at the same time. Sit for a moment and see how your brain comes to terms with an idea like that. It's not something that is meant for your brain. It's an idea that's directed right at your soul. Okay, let's go through this again. The fact is, in 90 years, no one reading this article will be here. 90 years is a blank. It's going to be over before you blink. That means that everything matters and nothing matters at all at the same time. And why is that so? Because guess what? What is important to you today may not be important to you tomorrow. It's just the situation that you're in that makes it important. So if you understand that, if you try to understand that it has to do what you really enjoy doing instead of trying to do what other people tell you you should do, then guess what? You will be ahead of the game. People have been making rational choices about their livelihood for centuries, but one look at the current state of the world affairs, and it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that the choices we've been making have led us to a very sad place. People endure decades of misery in pursuit of making a living in the way they've been told to do it. They have been brainwashed, like believing they have caught and cannot escape. But little do they know that their walls are all their own making. Little do they know that in their pocket is the key to unlock the door that locks them. Something needs to change, and that something begins with you. It begins with your choices about how you are going to live your life. It begins with your decision to walk towards the dreams you have for yourself. It isn't a journey you start in order to reach success. It's a journey that you start because pursuing your dreams is something worthy of your life. Now, let's back up. Do you understand that when you're in college, you declare a degree, and usually it's something that you're very interested in and that you have a love for? The reason certain people don't always follow their dreams is one simple reason. They let their parents control their lives and make their decisions for them. And there's a couple of reasons for that. Part of it is that it's easy to just sit back and let others make a decision for us. But you know what? In the end, it still ends up being your choice, because if you follow someone else's dream rather than your dream, then guess what? You will be doing something you don't enjoy doing. And when that person is no longer around, then you're going to be right back trying to follow your own dream. So instead of letting someone else make your decisions for you, why not be the one to make your own decisions and decide what it is that you truly want to do? Why millions of people practice things they don't want to be good at? As evolved as we think we are, as humans, history that has shown we're not too much. As evolved as we think we are, as humans, history has shown we're not too many steps removed from the animal kingdom. Once the luxuries of modern life are stripped away, our similarities to animals become very clear, very quickly. And there's one trait that animals don't display that we evolved humans do. I can't think of any animal that would willingly pursue an activity it doesn't feel was in its best interest. It certainly wouldn't do it 8 hours a day for years and years, but we humans do this all the time. We do it for many reasons. We do it because we're told to do it. We do it because we're worried about what others might think of us if we don't. We do it because we don't know any better. We do it because we don't believe in ourselves. We We do it because we're scared of the alternatives. And that's why on any given morning, millions of people in this world trudge off to spend their days doing things they hate with people they can't stand. They spend 30% of their life practicing things they have no interest in being good at. And when they eventually do become good at those things, they have to search for something to fill the void that the great work is meant to fill. But what else would I do to make a living? What else could I do? I used to think that I had to have answers to those questions in order to move forward. I searched long and hard for those answers, and they never came like I wanted. I wanted a bolt of lightning, but all I ever got was a spark. One spark here, another spark there. These days, I realize that the journey to freedom begins not with my ability to answer questions, but my ability to ask questions and then take a step. The easy life or a life well lived. For me, my answers began to appear only well after I was willing to set sail and do. The answer in the doing, that's the secret I discovered. Making a living doing what I love certainly isn't the easy way through life. I'm not sure easy is the goal. I'm not sure easy is even valuable. For me, school was easy. It was also empty. Years of coughing up the right answer as ordered like a trained dog, and for what? It's only after that I began my journey to make a living doing something I love, and I truly began to live. It's one of the greatest challenges I faced. It's also been the richest and most rewarding, and I'm just getting started. In my opinion, pursuing the challenge of making a living, doing what I love, is a direct route to a life well lived. And given how brief the time we've all given is, I don't think there's a more worthy destination than that. And let me reiterate, right now, this happens to be the Jewish New Year, the beginning of a new year. And usually, when it's the beginning of a new year, what do? You look back at the things you did for the past year. You look and you set goals for yourself for the new year. So why not think in terms of, I'm going to do what I really want to do, and I'm not going to take a job just simply because it's a job. And you know, when you do that and you pursue what you really love to do, then guess what? You're putting yourself into a position where, for once, you're going to do something that you truly love, and then guess what happens after that? You will then be in a position where you can truly choose your goals in life and what it is that you want in life and your plans for what you want in life. And, you know, once you do that, then guess what will happen for you? You will make the right choices that will fit what it is that you truly, truly want in life for yourself. And the sad part is, guess what? When the time comes, you will then be able to do what it is that you really want to do and not have to worry about what others think about you. And also, let me explain to you that as someone with a disability, what happened to me that, for instance, I was in a position of being someone with a disability, and then what happened, my options, my ability to do the things that I really wanted to do, they just weren't there because I grew up in an era when there were no options for people with disabilities, that society did not even recognize that it had a disability community. So if I accepted what society told me, that I was not worth it, simply because being someone with a disability makes me someone who does not have the option or the ability to achieve what I truly want in life, then you know what? I could have accepted that. I could have stayed at home and lived with my mother. I could have gotten a disability check. I could have not had to worry about taking on the struggle of doing what it is that I love to do. But I was willing to do that simple reason that for me, what it meant was that I had to look at my options, because when I entered the workforce, it was still 15 years before the Americans with Disabilities Act became law. And because of that, there were few options for people with disabilities. Yes, there was the Rehabilitation Act of 1973, and under that act, that it addressed employment, but companies still did not comply with the law. They did not truly hire people with disabilities. But under the Americans with Disabilities Act, then a company has to hire the most qualified person for that position. And they have to interview people with disabilities. And when someone with a disability is the most qualified person, then usually it gives that person an opportunity. Plus, here's another thing, that because employment has changed and more people are working from home, then you have no idea whether the person that you're listening to or that you're working with has a disability or whatever. They're doing the job simply because they are the best qualified person for that job. So, yes, having the internet, having people work from home, that has opened up options to people with disabilities that just did not exist years ago. And because of my struggles, I was basically forced to become an advocate for disability issues because there were few options for me. And I had no one else stand up for me to say, I'm going to demand that you get the services that you need. Because if it was up to my mother, she did not want me to be independent. She did not want me to go out to work and support myself. In fact, all I ever got from my mother was, you're helpless. You're worthless. You can't hold a job. You can't manage money. And you know, when people tell you you can't long enough, then eventually you buy into that can't. If you truly get away from those negative people and get around people who are supportive, then guess what? You will succeed. So it is up to you to decide what choices you want to make and how you can make the right choices for yourself, because it is you that has to make that decision for yourself on what it is that you are going to do. And the sad part is, we all may find it a situation where you can be someone who truly loves. And you know what? Guess what? The thing is that we all know that we are doing what we truly want to do. And you know what? When you do what you truly love to do, then guess what? You will truly be doing something that you are truly happy at. And you know what? For so many of us, we need to see what we do as what it is that we truly, truly accept as our goals in life. And plan for those things. Plan to have the success that you truly want. We all know that it is such a blessing to be able to do what you love to do and not be forced to do something that you truly don't love to do. Because you know what? It's your life and planning your life to live to the fullest. Because as the article says, the 90 years, we really don't know how long a lifespan we have, because we from the day we're born, we're dying. But, you know, I mean, you can live 50 years, you can live 40 years, you can live 80 years, you can live 90 years. We really don't know. But you know what? If you live it the way you want to live your life, then at the end of your life, you can look back and you can say, I really enjoyed myself. I've left something for other people to enjoy. If it was up to me to do what it is that I chose to do, and the thing was that for me, I ended up having that option, because when I didn't have the option for gainful employment, then what I did was I looked at my skills, I looked at my education, I looked at what it is that I love to do, and that's what I decided to do. And you know what? I would have been an entrepreneur anyway, but I would have waited until I was more had a little bit more financial security before I actually went out and started my own business. And, you know, because I didn't have that option of making the choices, then guess what? I ended up in a position where I actually, and yes, I struggled, and yes, I was homeless a few times, but you know what? I was satisfied that I was doing what I love to do, and I was helping someone else with the best quality of life that they can live. And yes, I've had ups and I've had downs, but because I've done what I truly love to do, then guess what? I can say that I will have a legacy to leave, that people will know who I am when I'm gone. And it may not seem like much, but you know what? We all want to leave a legacy, whether it's for our children, whether it's for other people. And I grew up with a disability, and I had to struggle, and I had to become my own advocate. And I'm hoping that from the efforts and the things that I have done as someone with a disability with limited support, whether it was from my family or even through services available to people with disabilities, that I will, in essence, have left something that would have made it better, so that when someone else with a disability comes along, they will have the ability to find the job that they want, to be able to have their own business, to be successful, to live independently. And it all falls back on who we are. And, you know, you have to make the choice yourself. But the idea is, what are you going to do? Are you going to be willing to make those choices for yourself? And I can't just go doing what I love, we say. I have a family to support. I have obligations. I can't just do that. Instead, are you willing to give up your dreams? And I understand that, yes, when you have a family, there are responsibilities. But the thing is to sit down and talk about it with your spouse and see how you can work it out. Because usually the wife, and how many times have you seen where a couple where the husband was in school getting his education and the wife went out to work, and then when the husband finished his education, the wife was able to go back and do what she truly loved to do. And, you know, today, because we have network marketing and affiliate marketing, there are options for employment, so that as you start your own business, then guess what? You will be able to make the choices that you truly want to make, and also have the option of doing the things that you truly want to do. Now, here's something to remember. As humans, we do it for many reasons, We do it because we're told to do it. We do it because we're worried about what others might think of us if we don't. We do it because we don't know any better. We do it because we don't believe in ourselves. We do it because we're scared of the alternatives. So remember, if you're that person that's going to do it just for the obligation, then think again. Because, you know, when it's at the end of your life, don't you want to know that you've left a body of work or something that people will enjoy, that you've left your mark, that you've left the world in a better place than it was when you entered it? And don't you want other people to have an idea of who you are? And, you know, today with the Internet, through Wikipedia and some of these other sources, we've heard about people that we would never have heard about if it was not for the Internet. So why not think of the things that you can do that can truly make your life better and help you to leave your mark on the world so that other people can benefit from your struggle? And once you've done that, then it's going to give you the option of leaving a choice that will help others be in a better place, just like you are. And there's so many things that you can do that can truly make your life better. It's just a matter of thinking of where you are and what choices that you truly want to make. And think about all of the things that you can truly do that's going to make your life better and leave a better mark on what other people have done for themselves. And think about all the things that you can do that can give your life better meaning and help you understand how life has changed even for you. And think about all of the things that you can do that can truly help you reach your dream. And let's think about it. There, if you need a source of income while you build your business, then why not look at affiliate marketing? Because especially if it's something that you would be using anyway, because you know what? If you help someone sell their products and you earn commission, then guess what? You will make a good income, and you can learn the skills that you need that can benefit you in the long run. And in today's marketplace, you don't need that kind of income to get started in overhead as you did years ago. And I would like to remind you that you can go to my website, and that website is the number one personalcareercoach.com. And sign up for both individual and group coaching.